On Sunday, September 23rd, a dozen members of groups ranging from the anti-war, anti-racist effort to the Interfaith Committee on Worker Justice gathered at the Taco Bell on University Avenue in Urbana. They joined a tour of sorts, a tour highlighting the plight of Florida tomato pickers who face terrible working conditions, indentured servitude, and a piecemeal wage system that puts them at the bottom. The group was targeting Taco Bell, the main purchaser of these tomatoes. Ricky Baldwin, a local activist, was the lead organizer of this effort. Baldwin talked about the support the Committee of Immokalee Workers, the group organized by the tomato pickers, has received nationally.
Well, the main group nationally that put the national boycott together is called the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. They're a bunch of tomato pickers in Florida. Immokalee is a town in Florida where the organization started out. Here it's been endorsed by the Estabrook for Congress campaign, the anti-war, anti-racism effort. In Illinois, there's Church Women United in Illinois, and there's other national groups, Presbyterian Church USA, the United Farm Workers, the American Postal Workers, quite a few groups. Well, the main thing that these workers are asking for is Taco Bell to pay 1 penny more per pound for their tomatoes. That would actually double these guys' wages. That's how little money they make. They have to pick 2 tons of tomatoes in a day to make $50. They've got no health insurance. They're not covered under minimum wage laws, overtime laws, or anything. All they're asking Taco Bell for is that 1 penny. And even if they pass that along, Taco Bell is an enormously profitable company, so they wouldn't have to. But even if they pass that along to the consumers, it translates into about 1/4 of 1 cent for something like a chalupa.
And who typically are these workers? Where do they come from?
They're mainly Mexican or Haitian. There's also some workers from different places in Asia. I think Thailand is a big one. They live in labor camps there, squalid conditions, really bad. They're often held in what's called debt slavery. There's been 5 convictions actually in the last 5 years down there because they charge them for transportation to and from work, for rent, to live in the labor camp, and somehow it winds up being more than they actually make during the day. So they're held there and they can't leave, and folks have been severely mistreated when they tried to leave.
What's the redress for the workers right now? Are they represented? What's their way of dealing with these problems?
Well, they formed the Coalition of Immokalee Workers several years ago, and they have tried locally to do several things. They've had strikes. They've walked out of the fields. They've had hunger strikes. They've had demonstrations all over Florida, and they've gotten several cities to pass resolutions, you know, in favor of them, that kind of thing. And they have tried to meet with Taco Bell to discuss this. And the reason they're resorting to this now is because Taco Bell's refused to take any responsibility at all for the conditions in the fields.
Matt Murray talked about what brought him out to Taco Bell.
Well, I just heard that they were doing a picket of Taco Bell because of the piece rates they were paying the workers in Florida. And I'm actually from Florida, and I've seen some of the places where, particularly this, were Mexicans, not Mexican-Americans, that were coming here to do migrant work. And often it was pretty bad, you know, and substandard housing. And it sounds like, from what I understand, is that they're asking for about a penny a pound more, which would about double their piece rates, but would, even if Taco Bell passed it on to the consumers, it wouldn't raise prices very much. And seems like a fair thing for people to ask who do the work. So
if you were a worker, what would you ask your American consumer to realize about your situation? Like, if you're a migrant worker, what would you like to pass on?
I guess I would always just, you know, I always just try to put myself in the shoes of other people and just think, you know, would you be willing to do that? Would you want to do that? And, you know, I think most people would say no. It'd be too dangerous, too risky. Their kids don't get good health care. And
GEO co-president Rosemary Brown.
My name is Rosemary Brown. I'm the co-president of the Graduate Employees Organization.
And, I mean, grad students, what brings you out here? These are farm workers. They're about as far from graduate school as you can get.
Well, it's really all about labor solidarity. I mean, the Graduate Employees Organization has gotten where it is today because of all the community support that we've received. And we'd like to give something back. And this is one way for us to ensure that every worker eventually, one day, has his or her rights and the respect that he or she deserves.
Well, sir, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself, giving us your name and what organization you're with.
Yes, I'm John Sutherland, and I'm the pastor of St. Andrew's Church, which is at the Lutheran Campus Center.
Okay, and what brings you out here today?
I'm a member of the Interfaith Committee for Worker Justice of Champaign County, and they asked us to come if we could today, and so I thought I'd come out and see what's going on.
Now, as a religious man, what bothers you the most about what's happening at Taco Bell?
Great insensitivity on part of the rich and powerful against people that simply haven't much of a voice or do not have any power.
He had a suggestion for consumers.
I guess I'd encourage everybody to let the seller know what the problems are and suggest something that they could do about it.
Baldwin discussed how far the banner he was holding had traveled.
Okay, yeah, this puppet, its name is Taco Sin Miedo. It means without fear, Sin Miedo. And the puppet is traveling around the country from one town to the next. I know it's been to Miami. It came here from Memphis.
Indeed, according to the Committee of Immokalee Workers website, the puppet had found its way to demonstrations in Salt Lake City, Utah, Madison, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia, Louisville, Kentucky for a shareholders meeting, and now Champaign-Urbana. For more information on the Committee of Immokalee Workers and the Taco Bell boycott, visit www.ciw-online.org.